Last week, we looked at Debian 9, Debian Stretch.
Right.
Really, really excited about this release because it's the latest and greatest stable version of the Debian Linux distribution. The response has been fantastic on YouTube. Thank you very much for all your comments, your thumbs up, and your new subscriptions. We love hearing from all of the viewers who have been saying, hey, I really love this show, love what you guys are doing. I appreciate that. We all do. And one question in particular stood out to us this week. Maybe you can take that for us?
I can take it? Okay. Oh, except the blue is not there. So I don't know who watched.
No way.
Somebody watched last week's episode.
I'm going to get it.
Okay.
Can you believe that the blue ink went out of my printer and your name happened to be in blue?
I'm guessing Garby? No.
No, it's not Garby.
C. Maybe it's a C? C. Who is that? C. It looks like it ends in a 1.
All right.
Oh, I was right.
Cam Hin 1. It's your question, my man. I'm serious. Blue ink gone on the printer.
And you know what? You would know that because I said starts with a C and ends with a 1. You already knew it was yours.
Yeah, it's me. It's got to be me. It wouldn't have been great if we were like, it's Charles 11.
Okay. So tell me again. It's Cam.
Cam Hin 1. And before we move on, just skimming, making sure there's nothing else typed in blue. Very good. All right. What did anyone say to us?
Watched last week's feature on Debian 9 and said, I'm really enjoying this channel. Why don't you guys have more subs? Can you guys do a video comparing different desktop environments? I think it would be an interesting video. It will be.
Right. Desktop environments. We hit on it a little bit last week. And hitting that first question, why don't we have more subs? Hey, get the word out. Spread the word about Linux Tech Show. Spread the word about Category 5 Technology TV. And that's how we build it. A lot of YouTubers will buy subscribers. And we don't play that. So, so we appreciate each and every one of our subscribers, our supporters. Click that subscribe button. If you've been watching the show, maybe you've been watching for some time and you haven't subscribed. Maybe you don't even have a YouTube account, so you just haven't gotten around to it. Make sure you sign up and then hit that subscribe button. And that really that helps increase those numbers. So Cam Hin 1 can go, wow, look at how things have really been taking off around here.
I did it. It was easy. So you can do it. It's easy.
Thanks. Okay, so hitting the question, we talked about desktop environments, what it means to the Linux user.
What's funny is I thought we had already done something like this because a while back we were comparing what I thought was Linux desktops in my mind,
right.
And it was not.
Linux. We were looking at various Linux distros,
right.
And comparing Debian to Ubuntu. And so along with that comes... Yeah, well, we're looking at GNOME 3 versus Unity, sure, and so on and so forth. But here's what it comes down to. Linux is, as we learned last week on episode number 509 of Category 5 Technology TV, Linux is the operating system. And then on top of that, the developers, the people who put everything together, choose which packages to include with the operating system.
Right.
So that can be, you know, do we go with LibreOffice as the Office suite? Do we go with GNU Image Manipulation Program? What do we include with this?
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes, what do we use as our desktop environment? DE, as it's called. So that's what makes a distro, is all of the stuff that they've packaged together into this particular version of Linux. So Debian is a distro of Linux. Ubuntu is a distro of Linux, and as well as Fedora and OpenSUSE and any of the other ones that you've ever heard of. They're all different distros of Linux, so different packages all thrown on top of Linux. So the desktop environment is probably one of the key considerations when it comes to what makes a distro look and operate the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, because Linux is the way that it's set up, you can have multiple desktop environments installed and switch between them without ever leaving the operating system.
No.
Yeah. So during our Debian Stretch installation last week, I simply checked off all the options. So it has all of the available options in Debian. And let's I'm going to pull it up on the netbook here so that I can kind of see and show you. We'll just log out to the login screen. Oh, you know what? The netbook doesn't have it all. So my laptop here does. So let's first take a look at what's called Cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying, the desktop environment is what you see. So this is the way that your operating system performs, how you interact with it, where your menus are, how you open things, how you navigate the entire operating system. That's what the desktop environment is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I touched on this last week when I said, if you don't like the way that, you know, files open, or you can't figure out this or that with the way the operating system interacts with you, with your mouse, it's probably the desktop environment, quite likely.
Okay.
So you can switch it to the one that you would like to choose.
The Foo says, cover the dangers of mixing different desktop environments under a single user login. So there is a danger of that?
I wouldn't call it a danger. If you have a small hard drive, then these are considerations. But when you install a desktop environment, it comes with a lot of packages that make that desktop environment what it is.
Okay.
So one desktop environment will include a whole plethora of applications and things that this desktop environment uses to make it what it is.
Okay.
Then you install another one and you get all the same kind of stuff added to it, added to your computer, but for the other desktop environment.
Okay, so it's just kind of redundant.
It might be alternate versions. You may have some redundant software. You mm-hmm. may have multiple versions of different things that are similar. I don't know all of the applications that are out there, but just to throw out a really simple example, maybe one uses OpenOffice, where the other one uses LibreOffice. So if you install both desktop environments, you now have both. And sometimes you can have a conflict there. Usually, apt on Debian in particular and Ubuntu, other Debian derivatives, it's able to reconcile those dependencies, the conflicts between them. And it just means having extra stuff on your hard drive that maybe you don't need if you're only going to use one particular.
Okay.
It's a fun experiment, though, to throw them all on there and see what one you like the most. That's what we're going to do here tonight.
Okay.
So that you get a sense of the difference. So this is the default one, Sasha.
Is that Cinnamon?
This is Cinnamon, yeah.
Okay.
So, right out the bat, what I do like about it is from a Windows user standpoint, the navigation right out the gate has a bit of a Windows 10 feel. Without all the clutter.
Right.
Right? We've talked about how...
There's not the crazy big tiles.
Yeah, we don't have the crazy big tiles.
I actually super hate those.
I hate them too.
Okay.
Everyone who brings in a computer for service that has been upgraded to Windows 10 says, can you get that off of there?
Is there a way to get that off of there?
Classic shell. And we actually have a video about it on our website, category5.tv.
Okay.
We did it on Windows 8 to show you how to get rid of it, but Classic Shell works great on Windows 10 as well. But you could just take it one step further and install Linux with Cinnamon. How do you like that? Okay, so we're going to take the same approach to each desktop environment. I'm switching back and forth. We're going to look at a few of the different things that we would commonly do with the computer, like creating a document, navigating to our files, getting on the internet. Let's get started with Cinnamon. Okay, so first of all, what do we want to do? Create a document. So
yes.
Here I see Office. So I'm gonna play like I don't know. I'm gonna play like I'm a novice user, an end user who's never done this. But I understand that LibreOffice Writer is my writing application. See at the bottom there, even when I hover, Cinnamon says create and edit text and images in letters, reports, documents, and web pages. So I know that that's what mm-hmm. it is. If I point to Calc, it says perform calculations, analyze information, and manage lists in spreadsheets. So that's like Excel.
That's Excel, right?
Yeah. So what would happen if I actually typed in Excel? Look at that. So even as a Windows user, I'm able to find the Excel equivalent. Let's try Word. LibreOffice Writer is in the list. So okay. Let's use the Excel example. And click on it. And now I'm creating a spreadsheet, just like I would expect to. So that was a pretty good experience for a first try at getting into a spreadsheet or a document worked out pretty well.
So you could even type, like if you had a document saved on your computer, you could type the name of the document in that search bar and it would pull up that
document?
Well,
I don't know. This
that
is an application
is
search. Oh, yeah?
In my life.
Okay, well, let's get to that when we actually have created some documents. But let's make one. So we're going to go Word, just because I want to pretend like I'm a Windows user trying to learn Linux. And let's create a document and just hello world. And I'm going to save this. So save as. And my friends use Microsoft Office, so I'm going to actually select to use a DocX file so that it's compatible. They can use it as well. And I'm going to call this Hello World Test.
Do they have to, if they're using like Word, do they have to save as a DocX for me to be able to open it in Linux?
No.
I just have to save it as a DocX to be a friendly neighbor to them.
Because theirs is dumb.
Yes.
Yours is clever.
Okay, good.
So
as
long as you're going in that direction, as long as you save it as a file format that they can access.
Okay.
So in our case, it's asking, are you sure? ODF is a little better. I'm going to say, no, I actually want to use Microsoft Word format because that's what my friends use in the office. Okay, close that. Hello, world. So this is an application search, Sasha, not a document search. So you notice that your document is not coming up anywhere in there.
Okay.
Let's see if there is a search. There is one called desktop search. Hello, world. Do you use search on Windows? I have never used search ever in my life to find my files.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But what I do use is I want to be able to find like a computer, my computer or folders access, right?
I never know where I save anything, so I just search.
You just search?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a different approach. Let's see if we can find our way to the files. Now, there's an icon here that looks like a file folder.
Okay.
So I'm automatically thinking I'm going to point to that, and it says files.
If it opens a list of recently saved files, then that's good enough for me.
There is a list of folders. Documents sounds about right.
Yeah.
And there's my hello world. Now, let's go back one and push the search button here, and I'm going to type in hello world. There it is.
Okay, see? That's the route I would go.
There's the search that you're looking for.
Right.
So that was pretty straightforward. Now when I click on that,
Garby's saying there's a tool called Launchy that searches files.
You know, Linux is fantastic because you can add these little features here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the excitement of getting onto Linux is you can customize things.
Right.
And add features and all that kind of stuff. The approach that we're taking today is out-of-the-box experience. How's Cinnamon going to feel for a novice entry-level user? And what is my first impression as that novice user? So my next step is I need to get on the internet. Now, I see that there's an internet button over here on the start menu or the applications menu, whatever we want to call it. I do see Firefox, which I'm familiar with, so I'm going to click on that. And go into, I don't know, Google. And it works just out of the box.
That's perfect.
And, yeah, so I'm able to get on the internet, and that's fine. Sasha, you had mentioned you like to use things like a calculator.
Yes.
So let's see, you know, that was easy.
Does it do date conversion?
Date conversion? Like time zones?
No. No. Okay, so at my work, right, I have to do care plans for patients, and it's like 13 weeks of three times a week. And so I have to subtract how many adjustments that they've had for how many they're supposed to have.
Wouldn't that be like a feature of a spreadsheet or something?
I've used a calculator before, but you can just select date calculation.
I've never heard of such a thing in a
calculator. Okay. It calculates the difference between two dates, which is perfect. It tells you like four weeks, 3 months.
Can I just be straight up real with you?
That nobody else uses that?
No, I'm not saying that. But what I would do in a case like that, so what's the question? Like if
how many weeks between now and September 9th?
September 9th?
Yeah.
I know I'm lazy. But it's just like, we just live in such a world that, you know, when there are 10 weeks until the 9th of September, it's like the answers are just everywhere. And what would be an example? Like years since 1979. It's like every answer is there. I don't need to learn math anymore. I'm so darned lazy.
It's not lazy.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
It's not. You're good.
All right.
Okay. So, I need to have a calendar.
A calendar?
Yes.
Okay. So these are program features of the operating system. These are things that are added, like applications.
Okay.
So not specific to the desktop environment, but what is important is how would I find that application now that and is it there? Is it there out of the box? I don't know. So I'm just going to type in calendar. There it is.
Okay.
I see a couple. There's calendar, which is exactly what you asked for. There's evolution, which as we talked about last week is like Outlook. It has a calendar built in, but let's just click on calendar. And that looks like a calendar. That's kind of cool.
Actually, I like that a lot. I'm kind of jealous I don't have that.
Oh, yeah?
That one's better.
Nice and easy, eh? Synchronize, what does that do? This is what I'm wondering about, is can it sync to? But again, this is an application on Debian 9. That came with it. So this is not part of the desktop environment necessarily. This is just part of Linux. So it will sync with an online account. Nice. So I could do Exchange. I can do Google Calendar. How sweet is that? Add an online account. So I'm even finding what I need to get this thing up and going pretty quick.
This is like, that's what makes it for me.
Okay.
Those sorts of things are what makes...
Being able to find...
Yes, I
like that. I'm having no trouble finding applications here. One of the big things with Windows 8 and even into Windows 10 is that it was really tough for people to figure out how to actually shut down their computer. So you end up closing your laptop and then realizing that it's not shut down; it's just in suspend mode.
Right.
You haven't rebooted in 10 years, and it's a big problem, right? So how hard is it to shut down this system in Cinnamon? That was easy. You want to shut down? Shut down. And we're done. So Cinnamon, first impression, looks pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn good indeed. I'm going to log out, and then I'm going to check what the next one that Debian has for us is as we look at Linux desktop environments as introduced, as brought, included with Debian 9. Okay, so... You guys can't see my login screen when I'm changing this. Let's hit LXDE because Sasha likes the name of that.
I do like the name of that one. That's one I would solid pick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
LXDE
yeah.
is very, very lightweight. It was built specifically to be a lightweight and fast interface. So it's not going to be as robust as far as feature set goes. You notice that it's a very Windows 98 kind of interface. But it is fast. It is lightweight. It is perfect for things like an older computer. It's just quick and zippy, nice and simple. Getting on things is, again, really straightforward. Getting on the internet, all I did was just point to internet, and I see Firefox there. So that's cool.
So the background picture doesn't change?
We can change the background picture. So
I just imagine that they all would look different. I mean, I guess they are. Like, I'm not judging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, because this is Linux. The desktop environment is using my profile.
Okay.
So if I want to change my background, the process may be a little bit different for each one. But on this one, if I right-click and then see if, there it is, wallpaper, then I can change my wallpaper just like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, a right-click on your desktop and then preferences, that's pretty traditional.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
So you probably need to download some nicer wallpaper in order to actually make this to make this reasonable. There's the default. And the ones that it comes with are pretty much identical to that. So that was easy. Finding my office suite under Office, there's my calc. So having swapped to the other desktop environment, you see that my file is still there.
Very cool.
And that, Calc allowed me to open a writer document. And I'm not sure why it's separating. See, when I maximize, it's not actually maximizing my screen.
Huh.
That could be, You can tell me if you're able to emulate that. It could be our video capture is causing a bit of a strange behavior there. Okay, so this looks pretty straightforward, pretty simple. So this is the basic LXDE. I like to run this on servers, and that lets me run without any overhead when it comes to the desktop environment.
Solbu was saying one test that is relevant for this is what happens if you plug in a USB device in each one.
Want to try that?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a USB flash drive here that has Debian install on it. So let's plug it in. In LXDE, what do you want to do?
The calculator in Linux does do days, just saying.
Oh, yeah?
Not that I'm saying it. Dennis Kelly's saying it.
Nice. Okay, so there you go. I've never heard of such a feature.
It's such an important feature in my every
you
single
are gonna,
day.
You're going to teach this.
Okay.
You're going to do this on the next show.
All right.
So that just brought up the Debian 9 USB stick
directly.
No problem. Do we want to see what it looks like? Now, let's see what logging out and restarting and shutting down looks like. Again, shutdown is really easy. We've got reboot, suspend, hibernate, switch user, lock screen if you want, you know, to step away. Easy peasy. Okay, so I'm going to switch user, which allows me to switch environment.
Okay.
And let's see what the next one is.
Do I get to pick the next one? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
GNOME?
You want to go with GNOME?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this is GNOME 3. Now, I'm going to have a little bit of trouble seeing things because GNOME 3, we had some little troubles there getting it to broadcast to you. So I'm watching it in a very small screen here. But that's what it looks like out of the box. So you'll notice, first of all, that the Activities button is up at the top here, and things look a lot different. So first of all, I always recognize the Firefox icon, so I can get on the internet, no problem. It does have Evolution on there as well, which is like the Outlook clone with email and all that. It even has Writer just already there.
Oh, that's neat.
So
that's good.
That's cool. Can I maximize the window okay on here? Oh, it's a little different. I notice I don't have like a maximize, minimize button, but I can double-click on the top bar and it goes there. So if I open, I'm going to see my Hello World document. It's there. No problem. Okay, so the other things that we want to be able to do, and that has a cool kind of effect to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks kind of different. So how do we get into things like your calendar application? So I'm going to type calendar. This has a really sleek kind of look to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm partial to this one.
Yeah, already?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's bring up calendar. There you go. It looks really clean, like the decorations, everything looks like it's uniform. It looks really good. I like that. And what about task switching? So if I have multiple tasks open, I'm curious about how GNOME 3 handles this. So if I hit Alt-Tab, I get a task switcher.
Okay, good.
If I hit the Windows button in Tab, I get a task switcher. What about things like, do I have anything else? Looks like that's kind of it. When I hit my window button, like the super button,
mm-hmm.
it gives me that.
Can you do that half screen split thing where you do like the Windows button and then the left key or the right key just to throw it to one side?
Oh, I see what you mean. Like to...
Yes, okay.
That.
Good.
So it
good.
Actually operates just like Microsoft Windows that way.
That's a handy tip.
Yeah, I wonder if the other desktop environments can do that too, but it is nice to see that GNOME has that, so I can position things like that.
Right.
That's kind of cool. And from there, I mean, the underlying OS is the same, so it's really just the environment. It's strictly how do I interact with the computer, and you can start to see that. And as the tutorial goes on, as the demonstration goes on, like I don't need to show you that I can get on Google because, okay, we know we can. It's Linux. It's Firefox on Linux. It's the same software. It's really just how do I get there that is different. So how do I get to my files? I'm going to try that file. And there we go. We've got files right there. There's my file manager. I do see the search button there just like before. So I can type in Hello World. And there's my document. That's cool. So just like you would expect, everything looks pretty good. And then to perform a system shutdown, how would we do that here? So let's first of all look under the activities menu because it is an activity. What does it have here? show applications. Oh, there's a whole list of all kinds of applications.
Holy.
Not organized the way that I like with the other desktop environments that I saw. Did you notice how they had like internet and games and everything? This looks like a, like we would call this a cluster.
Yeah.
it's just a mess of all my applications.
How is it, or is it organized alphabetically? Is there a way of sorting easier, or is it
as this novice user, I don't see any way to do that. I don't see any like internet.
There are some things I don't think I need on there.
Oh, certainly. There's a ton of stuff.
But there's maps on there. I like that.
Ooh.
Okay.
So if you don't know the name of the application or what it is you want to do, it might be a little difficult for me to find my way here. I'm dragging with my mouse, and it lets me kind of slide. That's kind of nice. I don't know what I just did, though. So if you have a touch screen, that might be kind of nice. But again, not too keen on the organization of it. Now, what's down here? Frequent or all applications. Oh, that's different.
Okay.
Okay, so I can see my frequently run applications or all applications. That's something. But what I'd really like to see is like an organizational structure there. And I still don't see a shutdown, so I'm going to look over here. And there's nothing that is obviously a shutdown thing to me. I'll start with that. And this looks like a little notification window. And again, nothing really stands out as shut down, but we recognize that symbol.
Right.
And if I push that, it gives me the power off option or restart. So we can find our way there a little less.
But it's not as super friendly.
But really beautiful. Yeah. Really gorgeous, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to actually log out here so that we can check out the next one, which is going to be KDE Plasma. How do I get out? Holy cow. Seriously, like I just want to log out of my system here. Settings. Oh, there's my name. Log out. Nice.
Oh, Darby just said, click your username.
Once you find your way, not that difficult.
I like that one.
It is kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get over here. I'm going to log in. Let's see what else we have. So Debian 9, Debian Stretch, comes with the options to install, and you can install one or many. LXDE, Cinnamon, GNOME, Mate, OpenBox, Plasma. Plasma being KDE. So we've already looked at Mate on the show with Ubuntu Mate. You're familiar with that. It's like the GNOME 2.5 look. It's great for experienced Linux users who like the old feel of Linux. But we're going to look at today Plasma, which we have not yet looked at. So let's get into that. Let's see if I can get the screen up on your screen here. So far, so good. A little slower to load.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because it's more powerful.
Do you think it's more powerful, Sasha? Do you think that's what it is?
Slow and steady wins the race.
It can't seriously take that long to load.
My Fitbit doesn't have a clock.
There, it seriously did. So immediately, I'm like, that took a long time to load.
Yes. And here it is.
And there it is. It's up on the screen. Okay, let's take a look at what KDE Plasma looks like. So there we go. I've clicked on the K because I just assumed that that's what it is. I'm curious what this thing is. Show desktop. Add widgets. Ooh, that sounds fun.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool.
Ooh.
Right out the gate, I can add a couple of different things.
Okay.
What have we got?
I feel like every single one I've seen is my favorite until I see the next one, and then it's my favorite. This is my favorite.
How do you do it? Just drag? Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Now I don't know how to move it. It's not where I wanted it.
Oh, when you touch it, there's a...
Oh, there's. I added two of them. Nice. One has got the date. Remove this one. Okay. Good. Desktop options. So I don't
Neato.
Know how...
Now I see the time.
That's something to play with. Yeah, now you know the time. Widgets. Lock widgets. Unlock widgets. No. So that's something to play with. I do like that there's a kind of a fun thing right out the gate. You can press and hold widgets to move them and reveal their handles. How did it know what I was trying to do?
I could see that you were doing exactly what I do and frantically just pressing everything.
Just pressing it. Okay, hold it in. There we go.
Can you make it like a different size? Or is it once like that? No, yeah, you can.
Oh my goodness. See, we're figuring this out right on the fly here, folks.
Okay. So, is there a calculator one?
There we go. A calculator widget? So this is very much like a phone interface kind of idea. So there is a search here, calc.
There is.
So drag that onto the desktop. So what is it? It obviously isn't a working calculator at that size. Can I make it full size?
What if you make it bigger, if it changes what functions
it's
are
just,
on it?
It's just like an icon of a calculator.
Okay.
Which to me is kind of...
It's like wah-wah.
Not, yeah, that's kind of a letdown.
Okay.
Can I remove it? All right. So what I've done is just hold in the button, and that lets me manipulate it. Okay. So let's get a look. Okay, favorites. I have none yet, but it thinks I like Conqueror, System Settings, File Manager, and Advanced Text Editor. That's where we see that this desktop environment has defaulted to different applications. I do like the movement and the animation, the fading. The text editor is Kate, which is a KDE text editor versus maybe G-Edit or Pluma. Applications. See, that's what I like, Sasha. Seeing menus where I can go internet, and when I want to find Firefox, I'm not going to have any trouble. There, it's actually called web browser here with a little subheader that says Firefox. That makes sense to me. I like that. Works a treat. Good. Okay, so getting into our documents, let's see.
So this would be like a good transitional for like all of those people who only use their phones right now.
True. And or if you have a touch screen.
Yeah.
I clicked on computer and I would expect it to bring it up, but it doesn't. So I assume I have to go up here to home. Then I have documents. Oh, gross. Sasha, it's opening things with a single click.
Oh.
So there's where the paradigm is just a little bit different here. Every time I single click, it does what I click on. Searching, I've got Find, Hello World. The other ones had like a, okay, that was just slower. I didn't hit enter. It was slower to search than the other ones were. They were very, very fast to just show the results. I kind of had to sit and wait.
Edit single click in the system settings.
So as the novice user, I'm going to guess that's under control. See, because my approach here is that, you know, we're new. Let's say we're new to Linux, and we want to know, you know, how hard is this going to be to change or to manipulate, make it the way that I want it? Because single clicking to open stuff is garbage. I don't see anything there that lets me change the way that it interacts. But there definitely is. So that's all to say, you know, Linux is... You can change things. You can change the way that it interacts. But you may have to do some digging. Configure. No. See, I don't see anything in there. See how I do that? All right. So what else do we want to be able to find out here, Sasha? So you can see the difference in each of these different desktop environments. How it almost feels like a completely different operating system, doesn't it? And yet it's the same OS, just a different desktop environment. That's it. Different suite of applications that come with each. So now I want to shut down. There's one here called Leave, and then I've got Suspend Hibernate Shut Down. There we go. So we found our way around KDE Plasma pretty well as well.
Yes.
So you kind of have to look at that and say, okay, well, I'm going to install Debian Stretch. It's debian.org to download it absolutely free. Choose which desktop environment you really love. Or if you're indecisive, you can actually check off a couple if you want during the installation process and set up each of those. And you can change them just by clicking the little gear before you log in, before you enter your password. And then you can change back and forth between them.
Then pick your favorite and run with it.
There you go. Linux is very configurable, very customizable. And as you can see, even though that's the same computer, the same Linux running, Debian 9, we're able to completely change the paradigm, completely change the interface by simply changing our desktop environment.